What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
While Joe Biden sat on the beach for 3 years and occasionally lobbed a long-range missile deep into Russia killing civilians to keep the war going, but otherwise cut off all diplomatic relations starting in 2022, perfectly positioning America for World War III, which was the goal. Never forget that. That is the goal. Has been since Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton first tried to launch World War III with Russia over Syria, later changing the address to Ukraine after violently overthrowing the last truly elected government of Ukraine, replacing it with folks of their choice. World War III has been the goal. And yesterday, instead of sitting on the beach, instead of just lobbing another long-range missile mindlessly into Russia and then checking your watch to see if they'd finally retaliate and we can get it going, Donald Trump did something potentially amazing. Looks like everybody's on the same page, Lee.
Well, it looks like
for now.
It was looking good. I've been disappointed so many times. Not so much in the Trump administration, just simply the complexity of this issue. So,
we'll yeah. See. Either way, we win. Look, if these people do not agree to this, Trump has set the stage to do a second thing.
Yeah,
and that's walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's walk away. So they can't say, "Oh, he's disengaging. He doesn't care." Blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's already told them last week, he sent J.D. Vance out to drop the news. We're not giving y'all any more money. You're done. So if you don't want to take the way out that I'm offering you right now, then great. Buy weapons from us and have at it. You run it. You do it yourself. And he knows they're not capable. And they know they're not capable. They know they're not. I mean, and the reason that Europe is so weakly, unfortunately, it's like a muscle you never use.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those today. Actually, I used it in the gym yesterday. I'm like, a lot of pain.
It's hurting this morning.
Yeah, it's hurting this morning.
Yeah.
It's like a muscle you never use. When you put all your money or most of it into your social welfare system and you rely on us for protection, you do not build self-protecting mechanisms. Right. Europe does not have that.
No.
Not really.
Nor the capability to really produce much of anything with regard to defense industries.
No. So Trump's doing two things here, and they're brilliant. One of them is setting a very nice rational stage to just walk away. He's not a fan of NATO. He never has been. And I think he'd pull out if he could, but that would take an act of Congress. So this is the next best thing. Or we could maybe get a peace deal here. But I began to have really weird feelings about this. Just something was wrong. Something was off, badly off, because the same European leaders who are absolutely committed to endless war as a profit model for Europe yesterday were so excited, suddenly praising Trump, the great job. Oh, wow. You've done what no other person on earth could do. The unspoken there is Joe Biden. They're super excited. Zelensky's excited. He can't wait for this plan. And I went, something's wrong. Something's wrong. We don't have all the details of this. They would never be excited about anything. These people, these are not good people. They would never be excited about anything unless there was a potential to keep the war going. So what am I missing? Something I miss. So here we go. We need to get the details on this. And yesterday, folks in the conservative stratosphere were beginning to scream about this, the security detail. What detail? The security guarantee. Oh. See, from the beginning, Biden and co. were trying to figure out how to get U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. They were even floating the idea of a draft at the end of the Biden administration because our forces were so atrophied. Nobody wanted to join under Biden. They were going to need a draft. In fact, they were beginning to write articles in places like BuzzFeed explaining to the left how they needed a draft to fight Russia. And the reason they need a draft is because there's no bodies left. I mean, we've killed everybody in Ukraine, and everybody else who wasn't killed fled for their lives. And only 26% of the people there even want to fight this thing. So Gallup just pulled that. So they need bodies for the meat grinder. And they need a way to keep this going, even if there is a temporary pause for the rest of the Trump administration. The details begin to leak out about this security guarantee, Lee, and they're not good. But they explain why the Euroweenies beat a path to the White House and are kissing Trump's butt right now. Seem very happy. Because it ultimately involves U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine, which is the goal. And Witkoff was out there this weekend selling it. I went, oh, no. He was on all the shows and, wow, security guarantee, U.S. will guarantee. What are you talking about? U.S. will guarantee. That means our troops will guarantee with their lives. No, no, no. Well, but will the troops? Well, the troops. Well, okay, I've got it in two places now. Yeah, the troops have backed this. At least where we are right now. Quote from The Hill. Under this approach, talking about the Article 5 security guarantee, U.S. forces could be used to help European countries defend Ukraine. This could include air-to-air refueling, intelligence sharing, Black Sea patrols, and the positioning of U.S. forces outside Ukraine for potential deployment in a crisis. I don't care if you put them in a tent in Ukraine, put them in a tent outside Ukraine. I don't care. This is not good. This is not what I voted for. And it made sense why the European Euroweenies, came to heel so fast. This is what they and Biden were trying to figure out how to do, how to get the U.S. deep, deep, deep into this. This will do it. Maybe not now. I don't think that Russia's going to dare trip this wire while Trump's in office, but the Euroweenies know they could just put the World War III on ice. Here's from ABC News. It's another source on this. On Trump, earlier, Mr. Trump said Europe would take a lot of the burden under the security guarantee. Good. But he said America would provide support, and he did not rule out American troops being involved. Not good. That's not good. That's not good. And that's what Article 5 is. And I posted this online. People be, no, is that, that's not what Article... Yes, that's what Article 5 is. That is absolutely... Article 5 is part of NATO, and it commits us and our troops to defend the other members of NATO. Ukraine would not be a member of NATO, but would get Article 5 protection. Same darn thing. Might as well just bring them in, commence the war with Russia. And folks, I'm telling you, it's not going to happen now. They're not stupid. They want this. This is an economic model. The Euroweenies need it to juice what's left of their economy. And they know this. If the Democrats win in 2028, it will start again. By the way, Lee, interesting how it was also floated. It's been out there in the ecosystem all weekend. Well, hey, maybe we'll have NATO put the security forces. Russia said flat out, no, we're not having NATO security forces in Ukraine. We're not agreeing to that. So then that broke down into, okay, well, how about we have some European troops and U.S. will do the security guarantee. And Russia was on board for that. That gives Russia the land they want plus 3 years, at least 3 years. Now, if J.D. Vance wins, we may not have to fight.
Or any other Republican. Well, not, I wouldn't say any other Republican.
I don't know.
Yeah, they would have to. I mean, you're right about that. If it were J.D. Vance, I think we would be, but it's going to have to be someone on that side of foreign policy.
Right, and we hope that's what Vance does. Yeah. We don't really know
what
Vance
No, we have no
do.
Idea. And we have no idea if he would be the candidate and if he would win the primaries. And, so there's a lot of unanswered questions there.
Yeah. Now, what is going on here? I got a lot. By the way, there is a, freak out going on, again, in the conservative, ecosystem between Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk and others going, whoa, we've read the fine print. No, we're not doing this. We're not going to serve Europe. Not happening. And I agree. You know what? Let it burn. I don't care. Let them fight Putin. Walk away. We do not commit our troops to protect Ukraine under any circumstances. And folks, it's just as bad to say, well, we'll guarantee the security. We're not going to put troops on the ground in Ukraine right now. Well, guarantee the security means we go in and fight. That's no. That is worsening our position in Ukraine, not improving it. Now, the good news is Trump says, hey, the Europeans would pay for all the weapons we would use to do this. And they would also provide the loans for Ukraine. Not us. We won't be on the hook. But American kids do not need to die in a glorious war for Ukraine. That is not a thing. We're not doing that. But and I'll tell you coming up in the next segment why Trump might be floating this. There's another reason as well, has to do with midterms.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Steve Bannon, longtime advisor to Donald Trump, put him in the White House. Incredible campaign that he ran. Yesterday, saying to Trump, don't do it. Don't agree to put troops on the ground as part of a security guarantee.
You're going to stick American boys and girls in the middle of that? No.
Yeah, no, no. And that's why I was so confused because the Euroweenies were just falling all over themselves, just slobbering all over Trump. So excited, so glad you were able to do this. What we don't know is what that security guarantee by the U.S. looks like. And folks, just to understand the background here, because I've been on it for a very long time, the foremost goal of the globalist left is World War III with Russia. It is. And the fact they're this excited when just 3 weeks ago they were vowing to fight on without us tells me this ain't good.
The war we got to win is right here in this country. And it's in Washington, D.C. It's going to be in New York City. It's in Chicago. It's in Los Angeles, California. That's the war that we got to be focused on. I want to give a security guarantee to the citizens of the United States on these invaders right now. That's the security guarantee I want. If we don't take care of that, we're not going to have a country. Yes, we have closed the border miraculously. President Trump put the troops into Washington, D.C., already a massive change. When Ursula shows up today, this is her problem. Who invited you? Why are you showing up at the White House? Who are you guys? And Maloney, how do you have the chutzpah to show up? You haven't stepped up to the plate to even the most minimum requirements that you guys committed to 10 years ago. You're not close to the 2%, and you ain't going to get close to the 2% because your country would turf you out in a second if you stop spending on social programs and letting them have the month of August off. By the way, they're watching this from their vacation places because they ain't working. Are you working this week? Are you taking the entire month of August off? Are you taking 5 or 6 weeks off? No. Do you retire at 50? No. Do you have full medical care? No. Do you get the free college? No. You get nothing the Europeans get. You know why? Because you're underwriting the security. And now we're going to add, Ukraine.
Yeah. Bannon continued.
We want to be supportive. Remember, we're supportive of this. But here's the situation is that these Europeans can't be trusted. And the mainstream media is pushing you to do this. All the corporate interests, all the war, the arms manufacturers, big tech, they all want this. You know why? Their kids are not going to be when you hear security guarantee. You know what you do? You look at the table of your sons and daughters. You look at those grandchildren. That's a security guarantee. What's a security guarantee in Korea? Combat troops. What's a security guarantee in Germany? Combat troops. They want your blood and they want your treasure, yours. Are you at the table? They want yours.
Yesterday, Zelensky sounded like he never has before. We don't have all the details of this. So excited, praising Trump up and down. I went, something's wrong. Something is wrong. And then I figured it out. He thinks we are going to defend him from Russia.
So security guarantees. And I showed the president we are happy that we have such big unity today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I wasn't the only one asking questions yesterday. And look, I want to get this taken care of. And maybe that's something Trump has put on the table but doesn't mean to honor. But even Charlie Kirk yesterday was telling Matt Whitaker, who's the NATO ambassador, this is not going to fly in the magosphere. This is not going to fly in the pro-Trump universe. We love Trump. We love what he's trying to do. We're in awe of how far he's gotten. But no, we're not backed. No, we are not going to fight and die for Vladimir Zelensky, potentially.
The perspective of my audience and from me is we don't want America involved at all. We think this is long past exhausted and tired. And I think the president's perspective has been amazing, which is defy the national security establishment and the mainstream media and sit down and work this thing out. Today, let me tell you where our perspective is. And you're the ambassador to NATO, and so you have to be very diplomatic, and you got a tough job, and you're doing a great job. But let me tell you my thoughts, and you can navigate however you want. This looks as if this is a full-court press by European leaders that want to continue this land and kinetic war in Ukraine and are very mad that President Trump might cut a deal with Vladimir Putin. You got Giorgio Meloni, you have the Germans, you have all the big players of Europe that are in the White House right now that are likely trying to, and Keir Starmer, that are trying to paint a completely different picture and potentially continue this war. You could almost say the European leaders are here to chaperone Zelensky through this entire thing.
What does Zelensky think this deal involves? And we'll see if it does at the end, but I'm just raising the warning because we got to start screaming bloody murder and stop this before Trump agrees to it. In the Hill, what does Zelensky think that this offer entails, the one he's so excited about? Quote, everything, Zelensky said, giving his interpretation of what should be included in the guarantees. Everything could include, Zelensky said, Western troops on the ground, intelligence sharing, and a commitment to deliver military equipment. Now, Trump has said they would buy it, okay? Nobody at this point anywhere that I can find is saying we'd give it to them. That's not good. And I've had people say, Trump wouldn't do that. Look, I cut and pasted it for you. ABC News. Earlier, Mr. Trump said Europe would, quote, take a lot of the burden under the security guarantees. And he says that in his post on True Social. True, right? So it sounds like there'd be some European troops. But he said America would provide support, and he did not rule out American troops being involved. Zelensky seems to think that's what we're doing. And in USA Today, it flat out says this would mean U.S. troops would guarantee the security. Now, whether they're stationed outside Ukraine waiting to go in, but folks, I'm telling you what, this is why the Euroweenies are so excited. They thought their war was over. And they want World War III. And so they know if the Democrats can get that win in 28, Trump gives him the security guarantee, they're going to fight Russia with our troops, which has been the absolute alpha omega goal from the beginning. They don't want to use their own troops. They hardly have enough troops to fight Russia. Anyway, they just don't. They don't have enough troops for the meat grinder. We're the only ones who do. Watch this, folks. There's a reason I'm bringing this up, and I want to upset you this morning, but I'm telling you what is on the table and why you're going to hear all these clips on talk radio today about how complimentary these European leaders are. At what cost? We need the details, and we need them fast before he agrees to something that we can't take back, that's going to position us even worse than we were before for World War III. It may not happen right near it now, but if Trump goes out that door. Oh, and by the way, why would Trump do this? Because all those military contractors, the ones who provide medevac for the broken bodies, the ones who provide the food supply, the ones who provide the special forces, deniable resources that go in there and get all those multi-billion-dollar Pentagon contracts, they don't have a war right now. And they're going to donate to whoever gives them one. Trump needs the money for the midterms. I hate to be cynical, but if he didn't do this, they'll just write the checks to the Democrats. Okay, question for you and for producer Tim. He's got three kids. Look, I've got three kids. If something happened, say to you or your wife, right?
Right, right.
Could they call 911 if you were incapacitated in some way?
Yes.
Okay, so would you think you feel, even though your kids are younger than mine, mm-hmm. I have teenagers, you feel pretty confident they could get to a phone and call 911?
100%, yeah.
And how old are your kids again?
9, 11, and 6.
Okay, so all three of them could do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And when we, because we regularly see articles, right? I mean, it's probably like at least once a quarter where some child, sometimes younger than that, like five, manages to, you know, have an adult have a heart attack, some other medical emergency, and they call 911, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out, like, a college student could do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, we just had a bombshell in the Brian Koberger case. It's just one of those things that just, what we've been talking about in our family, we're in awe. There's a girl who hasn't gotten a lot of attention. She was on the first floor of the house where the murders happened. Her name is Dylan Mortensen.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't know this till these documents were just released. She hears crying and a struggle. She opens the door. She hears, it turns out, Brian Koberger, the murderer, call out Kaylee Goncalves' name and tell her, don't worry, it'll be okay, and crying. He said, quote, it's okay, Kaylee, I'm here for you, and crying. Well, that's a bombshell, because that means he didn't just randomly drive by the house and decide to go in. He knew who she was.
Yeah, it was premeditated.
It's premeditated. Okay. Right. So she hears, quote, it's okay, Kaylee, I'm here for you, and crying. She closes the door. Very shortly after, she reopens the door. She can see into the kitchen because it's on the first floor, where there is a man standing there, dressed entirely in black with a ski mask.
Sounds like something out of a horror movie.
It is something out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
And so this is after she's heard the struggle on the top floor, the crying, and then the struggle, which we now know is the second set of murders, Anna Carnoodle. And she calls 911 like your six-year-old would. No. No, she closes the door, locks it, and goes back to sleep.
What?
Oh, you didn't know this?
No, I didn't hear this.
The whole nation wants to know what the heck. What the heck? Now, she knows she needs to call 911, Tim. You know how we know that? She did.
Right, right.
The next day at noon.
Wait, I mean, what did you have to think about? Like, that seems like a good reason to call.
Now, this had happened with this time frame that I'm talking about is 4 a.m. when the murders happened. So just a few minutes after 4.
Right. Well, maybe she thought it was a dream. Maybe, I mean, trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Everybody's trying to figure this out. And now here's the thing. You would think, okay, wait. So at noon, she woke up and found the bodies. That's why she called 911. No, she never saw the bodies. She finally got the courage to call 911 at noon after seeing the guy in the ski mask in the kitchen. Now, some folks online are saying, well, it was a party house. Sometimes there were guys coming and going. Yes, the boyfriends of the girls who lived there, they were all friends. They knew each other well. The original story about, oh, it's this huge party house. There's a huge party. No, there was not a huge party that night. Only they were left. It was 4 a.m. And they knew what guys should be coming or going because these were boyfriends.
Right. Do you think it might be out of like sheer just fear that she didn't call?
That is what she has said. She was so terrified she was paralyzed.
Okay. Well, I might be able to see that, but
for still, that many hours?
Yeah, that's a little long though. Yeah.
Behind a locked door? And then the part, okay, if I'm terrorized, I'm so afraid I can't call, right?
Right.
But she fell asleep. Not too afraid to go to sleep.
Yeah, that is strange. That is strange to be able to just sleep after being so afraid, you know? Like that's crazy to me.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, this is what my husband and I both said. If that was our child who was killed like that, I mean, my first question would be, wow, if you had just dialed 911, would all of the ones upstairs be dead? Could the paramedics have saved some of them? That's number one. Number two, she has been AWOL on, you know, now they're beginning to film all of these documentaries. She won't talk. I would sue her so fast. I would drag her in a court. I'd sue her $50 million.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Especially if my family member was a victim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to force this girl onto a stand. Look me in the eyes and make it make sense, Dylan Mortensen. Make it make sense. Because this is what allowed Koberger to get away a guy in a ski mask? Like, okay, at a minimum with this girl, Tim, the elevator does not go to the top. Like, it stops, you know, many stories short from the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 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 This situation is just that's appalling that she just.
Yeah. And if she said, I was confused, I thought it was a costume. No, she said, I was afraid.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, if it was my kids, they would have definitely, like, you know, taken some kind of action.
Mine too.
Yeah. Especially mine my too. Son. My son would have taken some kind of action.
And he's, like, what, 11?
Even if it was to call me. Like, yeah, or exactly. His mother. Yeah.
Something.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Call the cops. What are you?
Exactly.
You know, like, I mean,
yeah.
That would be our conversation, like, in the long and short of it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's crazy. By the way, we're going to have trouble getting some of these answers, Tim, because this case is so annoying. This should have gone to a death penalty trial. Unfortunately, I think we've got a big lib as a prosecutor. I think that's our problem. And now a judge has blocked the release of documents in this case. Why? I don't know. Illegal immigrant truck driver, because of course he was, kills three, making an illegal turn. People outraged by this is trending again. This has been a top 10 story in the country for 72 hours now. That's unusual staying power. I know that from the app we have that tracks it. The horrifying video shows Singh, the illegal immigrant, completely unbothered and unfazed after a minivan collided with his truck as he made an illegal U-turn. He showed zero emotion. He did, if you watch it. After he exited the 18-wheeler and examined what was left of the vehicle and the pile of mangled metal and the three dead bodies, they were absolutely decimated. Maybe he was in shock. I don't know. I am. And we find out he got his commercial driver's license from Gavin Newsom after Prop 60 passed. That was Newsom's work, which gave gave licenses to illegals. Ironically, to keep us all safe. Yeah, no, it's so they could vote Democrat. Let's not kid ourselves. They don't care about safety. So the Gavin Newsom hit back and said on X, well, it's Trump's fault because he came through the border in 2018. Here's the problem with that. And always remember this, okay? The Democrats sued Trump for roughly half of the Trump administration. Trump had to let illegals in because liberal judges were making him enforce Obama's open border rules. Remember, they said, well, Obama wrote a nice executive order and you can't tear it up. Well, that's crazy. But Trump didn't have a real attorney general and no good way to fight. And so eventually he was able to take control of the border. But in the first 2 years, he was operating under Obama. That's why his numbers are so high for those years. People don't understand this. Gavin Newsom knows this. He's just pretending, because that's what Democrats do. They lie and they pretend. Now, get this. California supplied the murder weapon, which was the commercial driver's license, despite his illegal immigration status, right? But he still needed one more thing. He needed a work permit. He applied for one as an illegal immigrant under Trump. And Trump turned him down September 2020. The Trump administration, no, you're not legally here. You can't have it. That situation was remedied when Biden, his administration, turned around in 22 and gave him a work permit, which is what he was doing on the road and why we had to scrape three bodies off of it. Folks, what does this tell you? This just shows you two very different ways we can live in America and the choice that we have in 2026 and in 2028.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.